Now, Killarney Parish is going to be running a Redemptorist-led mission from Sunday, September 21st to Friday, September 26th. That is next week. And with me in studio to talk about all of this, we have got two people who will be heavily involved. We've got Lawrence Gallagher, and we also have Cathedral Choir Director Paula Gleeson. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning,
thanks
Jerry.
A million for coming in. Father Lawrence, tell me about the mission and tell me what is the, I suppose, the view people have of missions, or how important do you think they are in the 2025, I should say, our modern world?
Absolutely, Jerry. So good morning to you, and good morning to all your listeners. We're delighted to be with you. Your listeners, some of your seasoned listeners, maybe some of the more mature ones, might remember Redemptorist missions many years ago.
Yes.
You know, and the Redemptorist coming to town. And the
fire and brimstone.
Fire and brimstone and banging the pulpit. And those days have long gone. One of the beautiful things, Jerry, to be honest, about parish missions is that it's not just the week of parish mission. We've actually been planning, Paula
and
I.
Yeah, planning a while,
and
yeah.
The priest, the parish pastoral council, have been putting a lot of energy, a lot of creativity into the journey towards the week of parish mission. So there's been so much lay involvement. And then even the team, there's going to be myself leading the mission with another Redemptorist, but we also have a woman called Helena Connolly. So she's a missioner. Mm. So she will be singing, she'll be preaching, she'll be doing the things we're doing. You know, in her capacity, and that brings a great, you know, a freshness and a different perspective and a different voice and a different narrative as well.
Okay, and that's all part of it. Paula, what's your involvement been like, and the involvement of the choir for what? I know there's a myriad of events we'll talk about in a moment.
Yeah, so yeah, I suppose there's a variety of music happening over the week, and it breaks from the traditional Catholic hymns. So what each night event in particular has a particular theme attached, and we've tried to pick songs that will really resonate with people. Mm. And I suppose I got involved being in the parish team and on the parish council, and there's been massive involvement. We've been very lucky that the schools have really heavily supported this. All the local schools, primary and secondary schools, were involved. And as Father Lawrence said, there's huge lay involvement. There's been huge involvement by the parish team, and I suppose led up by our cathedral administrator, Father Kieran. And there seems to be a fierce free song of excitement around the community about it. So we're just hoping that people come out and enjoy it.
Yeah, and there's a whole range of different events that are happening here. We have the cathedral mass at 7 a.m., 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. daily.
That's right.
What would be happening. There'll be no mass at 10:30 or 6:15 for the duration. Then there's the Church of the Resurrection mass.
That's
at
right.
9:30 a.m.
daily. Yeah.
Daily, and the opening is on Sunday, and there's going to be a baptism. Is that right?
Yeah. So one of the lovely things about a parish mission is you have the masses in the morning, the school engagements, visiting the nursing homes, all the different facets of the parish. But then in the evening, we have an opportunity to gather the whole community together in what we call a mission service. So that gives us great variety to wrap it around a theme that's relevant to people's lives, not just on the religious level, but on the human level. So we actually will have a baptism, you know, that's normally just for the family.
Yes.
And it's become very privatised. And this is an opportunity to bring it into the wider community. On Monday night, we've a healing night, and that's, you know, the different ways, no matter what age you are, no matter whether you have faith, strong faith, weak faith, bad experience of life or of the church, it's a beautiful opportunity to celebrate the sacrament of anointing. And, you know, the ways in which we struggle sometimes with depression, anxiety, you know, physical ailments, broken relationships. So that's for everybody. Really encourage people, you know.
If you want to re-engage with the church, maybe?
Yeah, this is a wonderful opportunity, particularly people carrying any kind of disconnection, any loss, any vulnerability. And, you know, the central message that I think that we all would like to convey is genuinely, and this is not lip service, there's a space, there's a place, everyone is welcome.
Yeah, and that baptism is nice because it gives people an opportunity who maybe haven't been invited to a baptism or part of it. It's the whole, I suppose, community of the church welcoming a new member into it.
It's very special, and I suppose we're very lucky that, you know, a local family agreed to this, and that you know they're willing to partake. So we're delighted with that. And I think one of the other nights that I'd like to draw particular attention to, if that's all right with you, Jerry, is Friday night. So we have a big community night. We have a massive amount of groups coming out.
Friday 26th.
Friday 7
the 26th. In the cathedral.
Yeah, so we're having everyone from sporting clubs, the ambulance, guards, everyone really, anyone you can think of in the parish that's involved, and everybody's going to come and bring a symbol of their organisation and a candle, and I think it's going to be a really big night for the parish, real sense of community, and I think there's a lot of people talking about it, so we're delighted that everybody has gotten on board and really gotten behind us. Yeah,
and there's also on the 23rd, which is a Tuesday night, the cathedral, a service reconciliation, and there's the drama of the prodigal son. This is Lissa Vigee National
School. That's right. Yeah, so that's going to be intriguing in the sense that that night it won't be a priest, it won't be any of us proclaiming the gospel, it'll actually be local community bringing alive one of those powerful stories from the gospel, the story of the prodigal son. So it's great to have things that naturally involve the
and
wider
that's
community.
A story as old as time, because the son always gets everything. Isn't that right? Is that right?
That's right.
Well, we had a big debate last night because we actually think it might be the prodigal daughter this time.
And I feel sorry for the mother. She never gets awarded.
She never gets awarded.
Right this time.
Yeah,
right.
Brilliant. So look, that's brilliant. It's a huge, I know a huge amount of work is going in, and a lot of people are very eager to perform.
Yeah, they are indeed. Yeah, we have on the Thursday night as well. We have four plays, and we've been very lucky to secure a surprise guest artist playing the part of Jesus that night. But I won't tell the parishioners. Even Father Lawrence doesn't know who it is.
Right. So
people will love that. But again, it's the whole idea of the lay involvement. We have kids acting, we have adults acting, and it's just really, we will make it very meaningful rather than going back, as you said a while ago, to the fire and brimstone. It just creates a space for everybody. I think it's going to be very, very special.
Okay, guys, well, listen, look, we're out of time in it, but brilliant.
Thank you
stuff.
So much, Jerry, for having us.
You put a huge amount of work into
Thank
it.
Thank you.
And everyone is welcome.
Okay, great stuff. That's
thanks, Jerry.
Father Lawrence there and Paula with us talking about the Killarney Mission kicking off on the Sunday evening. Mission week is Monday 22nd to 26th, but kicking off on the Sunday with an opening celebration and baptism, and that is where it goes. More details on Radio Kerry's website of information, the Diocese of Kerry as well. With that's Father Lawrence Gallagher and Cathedral Choir Director Paula Gleeson.